Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox, and you're listening to The Theater Podcast with Alan Seals.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Theater Podcast, intimate personal conversations with the industry's biggest names. I'm your host, Alan Seals, and this week's guest is Ariana Maddox, who you probably already know of, but just in case you haven't, Variety named her one of the 40 most powerful women on reality TV. That's Vanderpump Rules for those keeping track at home. She just finished in the top three in the latest season of Dancing with the Stars. She has a book out called Single AF Cocktails. I'll have the link to that in the show notes. And is also a huge theater nerd. She originally moved to New York to try to make it on Broadway years ago before moving to LA and pursuing her career out there, leading to everything we know her for now. And now, starting on January 29th, 2024, she's making her Broadway debut in an 8-week only run as Roxy Hart in the Broadway production of Chicago. I cannot wait to see that. Now, this episode is slightly shorter than normal since I was invited to speak with her as part of a full day of press she was doing, a big press junket, but I hope you enjoy it nonetheless. Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're gonna hear first. We're with Ariana Maddox. Do you care if people say Ariana or Ariana?
Honestly, either one. Just don't call me Adriana.
Adriana? Oh, people say that?
I grew up in a time when I think no one had heard my name before or seen it written. And so growing up playing like sports and stuff, it was nowhere near correct.
Really?
So I think we're good with either one of those.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
so you were playing sports then growing up, you said, but you are, like, something people don't know about you is that you're a huge theater nerd as well, right?
Yeah.
So what were you doing as a kid that, like, sort of balanced them out?
I was an overachiever. I did a lot. I was just hoping my dad would want to come home if I was a perfect kid.
Fair.
So theater, horse girl, some sports and some cheer, some dance. Yeah.
What were you doing theater-wise, though?
I mean, school plays.
Yeah.
Of course. And then in high school, I ended up going to a high school that was very theater-focused and very singing choir, show choir-focused, performing arts-focused. And then it just, I mean, that really just became everything I wanted to do.
Thinking back, though, to your childhood, was there like a staple, a theater staple, a cornerstone that when you were like, that's what I need to do, that's what is going to make me perform?
I think it was as a kid growing up watching like old reruns of I Love Lucy on Nick at Night. Yeah. And then honestly, just growing up, I'm watching like musical, the Britney Spears of it all. And then seeing how, you know, when they were these kids on like Mickey Mouse Club, they were doing like theater sketches essentially on television. And then just getting older and getting to see, you know, my grandma would watch things like Lawrence Welk Show and things like that. So you'd see these big, broad, like old Hollywood musical numbers on these old movies and stuff. And to me, it's synonymous, you know, it's Hollywood, it's movies, but it's live performance, it's dancing, it's singing. And those are all the things that I fell in love with.
I was always very jealous of the Mickey Mouse Club kids. Yes. Because I wanted to be them so badly.
I was always so mad at my mom for not being like a stage mom.
Really?
But I guess I should be grateful that I wasn't a child actor.
Well, so then you moved to New York. Like, your early career was here in New York, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then went to LA, and now you're fortunately back. But yeah. What were you originally coming to New York to do? Was it theater?
Yeah, I mean, that was the dream. I was a theater major and I moved here straight out of college. And I wanted to be performing on stage. And I very quickly learned in the grind of it all that it wasn't just going to be like a thing where you're like, hi, I have a theater degree. You want to
Yep.
You know, I just started to learn more and more. And I started to learn more about the business of it all and the business aspect of, you're not going to be cast as any one of these, you know, I'm not tall enough or a good enough dancer to be a chorus girl. So, you know, producers was on Broadway back then. So like, I can't be a Rockette, you know, none of that just wasn't in the cards for me. And, you know, for no one's going to even consider me for something because I don't have, how am I going to put butts in seats? Who am I? I'm just some kid out of college with no, you know, real resume. So that's what ended up pushing me to move to LA, was to build a bigger, better resume.
It's not ironic though that you have to move across the country to come back and, as you said, put butts in seats, which now you are about to do, I suspect, very well, playing Roxy Hart in Chicago, which I think is, you're going to help drive it to be the new longest running show.
Ooh, heck yeah.
On Broadway. Yeah. Obviously, you were just on Dancing with the Stars and you've got dancing background, you said, but have you, you started rehearsals, I assume, yes,
as we're recording this. Yeah.
Are you discovering that you are having to focus more on learning the dance because it's a different style, or are you working on character work yet?
I think for me, it's a little bit of like the marriage of everything, right? So, you know, for example, Funny Honey.
Yeah.
I'm on a ladder, as everyone knows, I'm sure, this has seen the show. I'm on a ladder and there's movement involved, but it's how to get up on that ladder and settle and not be like, oh, I'm on a ladder, and then start singing. You know, so it's the marriage of things. It's the marriage of movement, character, and voice that I think is the crux of like what I'm kind of overcoming right now in the beginning of rehearsals.
Just putting it all together.
Putting it all together.
And then putting it 20 feet off the ground.
Exactly. And then being like super confident about all of it.
Oh, right. Well, fake it till you make it.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, then I guess I ask three questions to everybody to end my episodes, which normally I get a 60 minutes. And in this short little time,
I'm going to snip it
in here. So the first question is, if you could see one show for the rest of your life, you can see it as many times as you want, what would you see?
Well, my favorite show is Once on This Island. Mm. I've seen two like iterations of that, but I might say La Cage aux Folles.
Nice.
I just think it's so fun. It's great.
I love that. And Mary Poppins, maybe we were talking about
before we started. Let's get some Mary Poppins back out here.
Okay. So then last question for you then, if you could give any advice to your younger self or younger people watching or listening now, what would you say?
Something my acting teacher told me a long, long time ago. He said, you know, if you want to be in this performing arts business, get in line, take a number, like at the deli, take a number, get in line, keep working on your stuff, keep hustling, never get out of line, because one day your number will be called.
Never get out of line. I like that. Or yeah, I'll go with that. All right. Well, thank you so much. This
thank
has been
you.
Such a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you too.
Deep breath, make the world a little colorful.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.